And that was Jill Jonas with the song Seabird. Just came out on CD. And she is kind of my adopted daughter, and that was a song about my granddaughter. So a beautiful song, Seabird Fly. So I'm back in the studio. We're here with Sammy Berryman from Syringa Cyclery. We're here to talk about the Monarch Gravel Grind coming up on Saturday, June 29th. And, you know, Sandpoint is a cycling town. Hi, Sammy.
Hi, Susie.
Thanks for coming in today. KRFY is a kind of a sponsor of, we're going to be at the aid station, myself and Jean Girth, during the gravel grind. And so we wanted to have you come in and tell us a little bit about it. But also, what role do you play in this whole unfolding of this thing coming up on the 29th?
Yeah, so I would say that I'm Charles' assistant for everything that he needs. He's definitely the main act of putting all the races together. I'd say I'm more on the social media, PR, marketing. I do the website stuff, the social posts. So that's my side of things.
Very good. And do you work at Syringa Cyclery?
I know it's a tongue twister. Yeah. I do work there. Yep. So I get to see everyone coming in, getting excited about it, which is pretty great.
The Monarch Gravel Grind is part of an overall 3-race series, part of the Idaho Panhandle Gravel Series.
Yes.
And so this is kind of new. They joined forces with the Chafe 150 a couple years ago.
Yep.
And now, so there's 3 races. Why gravel? What's different about, because we're a biking community for
totally.
Sure.
Yeah, gravel is just, I'd say it's a relatively new discipline. It's the fastest growing discipline within the U.S., so that's pretty cool. And we have 2 million miles of unpaved roads across the U.S. So it's just another way to get out and see things. It's a very safe way of cycling, get off the roads, get away from traffic, an adventure. It's fun.
Does it take a special skill set and special equipment, bike meaning special bikes?
Yeah, so you can go gravel on almost any type of bike. We have a lot of road cyclists that go to gravel on their road bikes. Really, what you need to just look for is what type of tires am I on and what type of gravel. There are so many different types. You can have like really slick, smooth roads. You know, you can have chundery gravel. You can have pebbly gravel. We can go down a whole line of it. But yeah, it's a very easy discipline to get into.
And just looking at my notes and thinking about this, what is the appeal? Besides getting off the roads?
Yes. I'd say adventure, number one, and especially for us up in northern Idaho, you know, we have so many gravel roads up here, and it's really nice to follow your curiosity a bit, you know. Perhaps you're cycling along the road and you pass a gravel road, you're able to actually turn down it and just explore up into the mountains.
And so, big question, yep. Do you do off-road racing? Is it a race or is it a ride?
It's both. Okay. It's whatever you want it to be. I think that's the cool thing about gravel is that it's so inclusive. You know, we have a lot of riders coming for their first time ever. And I don't know if Charles actually knows this, but Monarch Grind last year was the first gravel race I ever did. So that's pretty cool. And now I'm fully obsessed with it.
And you loved it.
Oh, loved it. It was so brutal. I did hate part of it, but that's part of the joy of it, right? Is you hate it. You question why you're doing this. And then you see the gorgeous views of Lake Pendre when you're up in the hills and you're like, okay, this is why.
Excuse me. So the Monarch Gravel Grind is part, like I said before, part of a 3-part race series, we'll
yes.
call it, called the Idaho
Panhandle Gravel Series. It's right. a tongue. Yeah, it's
so,
a mouthful.
So tell us about the 3 races.
Yep. So we started off with the 3/4 minus, and that was about a month ago. There are 2 options for that race. You could do a 55-mile option, or there was a 75-mile option. That one was pretty brutal. But again, us that enjoy these types of races like a bit of brutality in these events. We just had the Chafe 150, and they added also two gravel races to there. So they had a 55 and a 75. That occurred on Saturday, just over the weekend.
So 75 miles on gravel.
Yeah.
No. What happened to the tires?
Yeah, totally. I know. All of our bikes are just a wreck afterwards. But luckily, I work at the shop and we get to take care of those things.
Sure.
Yeah. And then so now we have the Monarch Grind coming up on June 29th. And that starts in Clark Fork, Idaho. And we get a lead out through town, which is, you know, if you haven't driven out to Clark Fork, it's like the cutest town to go through. Yeah. So we get a lead out from Pop through town.
Then is Pondere.
Yes. Peddlers. The Pondere Peddlers. Yeah. Okay. And then we make our way up into the Monarch Mountains, which is, you know, that Idaho forest, Panhandle forestry. And you go up into the mountains and you have two major climbs, two big descents.
70 miles.
Yeah. 70 miles. And as you said, Susie, you guys helped out at the aid station last year. You guys were a savior to so many of us. I visualize that aid station. You had like the best snacks possible for us. It was amazing. So we come by you twice. We come by you after the first climb, which is about 18 miles into the race. Well, pardon. 18 miles into the race is your aid station, which is after a very...
Near Johnson's...
Johnson Creek, yep. Creek.
Okay.
Yep, which is after a super hard climb. So it's like angels seeing on the hillside.
I heard something about if people don't get to that aid station by a certain time,
yep,
they just have to turn around because they should get there by that time. And if not, they won't finish the race in time.
Yeah, we do have a cutoff, that cutoff time. So the race starts at 8 a.m., like I said, just in Clark Fork. If you don't get to that aid station by 10:30 a.m., then we will turn you around. But that means that you have 2.5 hours to, you know, go 18 miles. And hopefully you can do it, but it is a safety hazard if you don't make it in that time.
There's one climb and then you're coming down.
Yes.
Before the next climb.
Exactly. Yep. You climb up that and then it is a pretty screaming downhill. And then all of a sudden you are in a just beautiful cedar forest, you know, get some sunlight through the trees. It's a great recovery time.
Well, I'm thinking, is it the climb or is it the downhill or is it both that you kind of,
yeah,
you get paid to go downhill after the climb, right?
Good question. I'd say it probably depends on your skill set and what type of bike you're on. I was on a gravel bike last year that I kind of paid for in all areas. I only had 11 gears to work through and I wish I had one more. And I also wish that I had some suspension for that downhill, even if it was just 30 mils on the front. So it really depends on, yeah, skill set and bike choice.
And so after the race, there's kind of a little barbecue. But also what's really interesting is all three races have points. And at the end of the gravel grind, there'll be an overall Idaho Gravel Series prize giving moment in time to look at who got the best points overall for the three series.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So we're trying to make this a true series where there are points given out for each race, whether you've signed up for the 55 or the 75 for the two previous races. So points are set accordingly to those distances and how hard they are.
So you don't have to do all three races to be a participant to win the overall IPGS series.
Very true. Yeah, you don't have to do all three. I know there's a few of us locals in town that are gunning for that title right now.
Is that you?
Yes.
Okay.
Me and Beth Stoner, who is my Strava idol.
Yeah. It's good to have that.
Yes.
And can people still register?
Definitely. Yep. You can register all the way up to race day, I believe. You can also double check what I'm saying right now. Mm-hmm. On the Syringa Cyclery website, we have a tab specifically for the Idaho Panhandle Gravel Series.
And where else? So how you get to the website, it's just syringacyclery.com, yep. Right?
Yep, exactly.
And that's probably the best way to go.
Absolutely, I'd say so. You're also more than welcome to come into the shop and talk with us. We're all very obsessed with every detail about this race series. So pop in and say hello.
So here's what Charles Mortensen, we'll call him the race
director. Yeah, race king. Yeah. I like it.
Okay. It's a gorgeous route, challenging, 98% gravel made of roads and double tracks. It's a true gravel race, Mortensen says. And then he also says, riders will finish the race where they started. You're welcome back with snacks, barbecue, and beer as soon as you cross the finish line. I don't know what the weather's like, but I'm sure that it's great North Idaho midsummer or early summer weather. So there you go. Anything else you want to say about that and the three series that Idaho Panhandle Gravel Series has put together?
That was a great last point, actually, that you mentioned just regarding the weather. So we want to make sure that you're safe out there. Definitely check the weather prior. You know, end of June is still very much spring, so make sure that you're dressed appropriately. We are climbing up to 5,200 feet of elevation. So
could be snow if it was raining.
There could be. We're going to knock on wood and cross our fingers and do all the things. But, you know, make sure you're prepared. Make sure you've got your multi-tools ready, your snacks ready. And, yeah, just come out and enjoy it with all of us.
Sounds like fun if you're young and in good shape. But do you have older riders?
Definitely. Yep. We've got Andrew Key, you know, I believe he's in his 60s or 70s. And then Beth Stoner, who truly is like, her and I are neck and neck currently. I think she's also in her mid-60s. And she started biking at the age of 60.
There you go. It's never too late. And bike's fun.
It's fun.
So this is, I'm talking with, Sammy Berryman from Siringo Cyclery, and we're talking about the Monarch Gravel Grind, which is coming up Saturday, June 29th. And thanks for coming in, Sammy, and your first time on the radio. You did a great job.
Thanks, Susie.
And yeah, you want more information, go to syringacyclery.com and find out if you want to join the race or just know that it's happening. And we'll be there at the aid station. KRFY is one of the sponsors that you want to talk about or say, give a shout out to.
Totally. Just very quickly, are the beneficiaries from these or the proceeds from these races go to POP and KRFY. Three Quarter Minus, very quickly, we raised $4,000 for POP through Three Quarter Minus. That's pretty incredible. So your registration matters. It helps and goes back into our community, straight back to the Pondere Peddlers. Charles and I are just hustling on the side doing this for free. So it all goes back to you guys.
Good job. Well, thank you, Sammy, for coming in.